Algar Productions.
Sarcastic Voyage presents the continuing story of Contentment Corner.
Knock, knock.
I hope you're prepared to clean out your desk and begin seeking other employment, because I've made it very clear how I feel about people who say knock, knock, rather than, oh, Sheriff, do come in. Please close the door behind you and have a seat, won't you?
Thank you kindly, Miss Jones. My dogs are really barking today.
Yes, well, I may have towering mounds of work to do, but I'm obviously pleased beyond measure to stop all of that so you can set a spell. Shall I fetch you a rocking chair?
Nah. I'm actually here on business.
Oh, business. Well, there's no rush in sharing with me what that business might be. Do take your time.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were being sarcastic right now.
Oh, but you do know better, don't you, Sheriff? I am the very model of sincerity.
That puts me in mind of that song. I am the very model of an admiral or general, or something like that.
Delightful as ever.
Hey, you mind if I help myself to some of these little candies?
Well, I wouldn't mind if they were sweets or candies, as you say.
I did say.
But those are, in fact, the discarded bones of various rodents. And I believe a lizard or two may also be in there. My assistant really should be keeping those sorted into a different bowl. I must remember to speak to her about that.
Now why in the world would you want to keep that sort of thing around?
Well, we are, as you know, a cosmetics company.
All right. You test on animals.
Actually, oddly enough, we don't. But we still harm them. Just for the look of the thing, you understand.
I think understand wouldn't be entirely accurate in this situation.
Sheriff, are you here to discuss my entirely legal treatment of these creatures, or was there something else?
There was something else.
In your own time, Sheriff.
Miss Jones, what do you know about the recent kidnapping of the St. Corby newborn?
Well, until those words left your mouth just now, absolutely nothing. May I infer from context clues that you're referring to Trake St. Corby's recent arrival?
You may.
That poor man. First he loses his wife, then his rather fragile sanity just collapses, and now someone's absconded with his daughter, did you say?
I didn't say. In fact, we're not sure.
Really? I'm not terribly familiar with babies, Sheriff, but I believe there's a fairly reliable method of determining such things.
A baby's missing. That's all that really matters right now.
And you think I know something about it? Sheriff, am I a suspect?
Not a suspect as such, but definitely a person of interest.
How on earth did you reach that conclusion?
Well, first of all, you've got motive. It's no secret that St. Corby's your number one rival here at Zizix Cosmetics.
Ah, yes. And of course my company will finally gain the upper hand by seizing a small child. Honestly, Sheriff, this isn't some medieval fiefdom. Possessing this man's firstborn would gain me nothing.
This would be St. Corby's second child. I believe you're well acquainted with the first.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? You've never met or spent any time with a strapping young lad by the name of Geode St. Corby? Celebrated high school athlete? Never wears a shirt?
I mean, I may have heard the name, but I...
As it happens, young Geode has also gone missing.
Well, there you are, then. He's obviously run off with the baby himself. He was probably despondent due to a recent breakup with one of his age-appropriate fellow teens, of course.
Well, no. Young Geode actually called in the kidnapping just before he disappeared himself.
I see. That's quite a mystery you have on your hands, Sheriff.
It sure is, Miss Jones. But if you say you don't know anything about it, well, that's good enough for me. I'll let you get back to your rodent skinning or whatever it is you get up to in here.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Oh, but, maybe don't leave town for a few days. Just until we get things sorted.
Wouldn't dream of it, Sheriff. Bye now! Bollocks!
You wanted to see me, Miss Jones?
Yes, Ravina. Do sit down. And thank you ever so much for not saying knock knock first.
What do you take me for?
Well, now that sort of gets to the heart of why I called you in here. Because I cannot, for the life of me, determine whether or not I take you for a kidnapper.
A kidnapper? How on earth did you reach that conclusion?
Oh, you're good. But I'm much better than that, my dear. I'm fairly certain I got that nosy sheriff off my back for the moment, but then I recalled that odd exchange I had the last time I saw you.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. And stop stealing my deflection tactics. They're mine, and I dare say I use them with considerably more flair and style than you do.
I have absolutely no idea.
Shut it! You left my office quite abruptly that day, and it was just after I'd mentioned destroying St. Colby soap.
Are you no longer interested in doing that? Because I was under the impression...
Of course I still want to destroy St. Colby soap. That's the one thing my barmy mother and I actually agree on.
Did you say barmy?
I'm running out of ways to tell you to shut it. But I will allow you to say this much. And all I need is a one-word answer here. Did you kidnap the St. Colby baby?
I have no...
I said one word!
No.
No?
No.
And you're certain?
I think I'd know if I kidnapped a baby. Oh, God! They know I kidnapped a baby!
They who? I heard my Grandpa Funch hang up on you.
Not him. My boss.
Gornadetto?
No, I work for Gornadetto Jones.
That's what I said, Gornadetto Jones.
I have no idea what you're saying, but it's most decidedly not Gornadetto Jones.
It's not?
No, you sound like someone squishing your cheeks together with their thumbs.
Gornadetto.
Well, that's a bit mean.
You know, that's the problem with your generation. You...
We're not unnecessarily cruel to each other just for the sake of it?
Yes. Well...
Anyway, I thought you said you were only a few years older than I am.
What's that you're working on? I thought you said you were staying here to avoid your responsibilities.
While this has been a very pleasant vacation, I still very much intend to graduate this year, so I'm trying to keep up with the reading.
Shakespeare, huh? Did you know that some of the most common phrases in English originated with Shakespeare?
Oh, like for example?
Well, for instance, the show Stranger Things, that came from Shakespeare.
I don't think that's right.
No, it definitely is. I think it was one of the sonnets. Shall I compare thee to a stranger thing?
Oh, that's definitely not right.
Or maybe it was, what light through stranger things breaks?
That's not even an iambic pentameter.
Okay, maybe I'm remembering that wrong. But there are lots of others. You've heard the expression, don't crush that dwarf, hand me the pliers. Well... Have you heard that one?
No, I have not.
Getting jiggy with it? Pretty sure that was his. Don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. Oh, and whiskey before beer.
Wah, wah, oh, that's the baby. I guess it's bottle time again.
I don't know how you can bear being around that baby.
Well, you're the one that kidnapped them. What would you have done if I hadn't tagged along?
I don't know. I didn't think I'd need to worry about it for more than a day or so. This isn't even my house.
It's not? That's your extremely long name on the mailbox. I know, because I had to take a picture with my phone and zoom in really close to read it.
It was my house. I sold it when I thought I'd be returning to my lighthouse.
And why didn't that happen?
Because the government said I wasn't moral enough. Me.
Wow, yeah. What could they have been thinking?
That's what I said. Now they have some bitch living and working in my rightful home and place of business. I really thought someone would shout bitch just then.
I know, right?
Anyhoodle. I only intended to hole up here long enough to collect the ransom on this baby. How could I have known your stupid grandfather doesn't value human life?
My stupid sexist grandfather might value that human life more highly if he knew it was his grandson that was missing.
What makes you think that? He's obviously not concerned that you haven't been home for a week.
Oh, yeah. You got me there.
The fault is not in our stars, but in our Stranger Things.
Oh no, our conversation.
Just a minute, I need to take this. Ravina Donovan Sorrentino Takahashi von Schmitzner speaking. Hello again, Miss Jones. Miss Gornadetto Jones.
Okay, you're just being cruel for no good reason right now.
No, I'm not doing anything very important. Yes, I'd be happy to go check on that thing. That thing that only you and I know about. That Stranger Thing. You know, from Shakespeare. Yes, I know it's a television show, but it's also...
Oh, I'll take care of that.
What? No, no, no. That's not a baby. I told you, there's no baby here. That's the television. Yes, I'm watching Stranger Things. Anyhoodle, I'm on that thing you asked me to check on. Consider it done. Yes, it's probably wise that you don't actually consider it done until it's done. But I'm on my way now. Well, I couldn't possibly have handled that any better than I did.
Sheriff, I need to talk to you. I know you see me, Sheriff. Don't turn around and walk in the other direction. My taxes pay your salary, Sheriff, and I...
Roger that, Malloy. I've spoken to Jones, and now I'm heading back to the hospital to see if I can't
do... Need some answers!
I'll call you back, Malloy. Hedna, what can I do for you?
What can you do for me? Have I somehow possibly not made this clear to you? You can find the person who killed your son.
Yeah, no, you have mentioned that. Only I guess I could have made it more clear that nobody killed your son.
This again.
If by this you mean the unassailable facts of the case, then yes.
So you finally admit there's a case?
No, yeah, I was just using case as a placeholder to mean...
Sheriff, you and I both know that my son was murdered by that orb weaver who used to work in the lighthouse.
Orb weaver? Now, that's a head-scratcher. Oh, you mean Black Widow.
Maybe I would have meant that 30 years ago, but you can't say that now.
You can't say what?
Black Widow.
Why not?
Because it's racist.
It's okay. I don't think the spiders know much English.
Are you going to arrest Ravina whatever something Tino Taka what's it von thingamajiggy or aren't you?
Not unless I have evidence that she's committed a crime. Now, if you'll excuse me, Edna, I'm in the middle of a kidnapping investigation.
Fine. Go find that baby.
How do you know we were looking for a baby?
You said kidnapping. This is Contentment Corner. What? Do you need me to draw you a picture?
Yeah, you got me there. The St. Corby child went missing.
Of course it did. And naturally, Contentment Corner's finest is on the case.
We're doing our best here. What do you want from us?
If you want me to tell you again, I'd be happy to.
Goodbye, Edna.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah, good. You just keep walking that way. That means I'll be able to see what that bitch has been up to. Huh. I guess they put that woman who yells out, bitch, back in the loony bin.
I still have no idea what I should be saying to you. No, I don't. Can't tell if you can understand me or if I'm supposed to be filling your head with encouraging words or like educational content or something. Oh, no, shh, no, don't worry. It's just phone, see? It's just my phone. Well, I'm glad you're not crying anymore, but maybe you should take that out of your mouth. Oh, it's Gornadetto. We could just let it go to voicemail, or you could somehow manage to answer it with your tongue.
Hello? St. Corby? Are you there?
Wonder what you'd do if I said no.
Hello? I was phoning to see if you knew anything about this kidnapping. It seems one of my idiot employees is under suspicion. Although who knows why on earth she'd go through all that trouble? What could she possibly have to gain? Anyhoodle, I told the sheriff that you might have absconded with this baby as it apparently has some connection to you. I didn't bother committing those details to memory. I'm a very busy woman. So, No. Call me. Or don't. And keep an eye out for the sheriff. Or don't. I suppose I don't care what you do.
You know, if it wasn't bad for you in, like, 12 different ways, I'd just let you swallow my phone right now.
It's a good thing nobody spotted this ladder I left by that woman's bedroom window. Now I'll just lift myself up to the window ledge here and peek inside. Well, that's the St. Corby boy geode, and that's clearly the missing baby!
Season 4, Episode 7 of Contentment Corner featured Leah Friars as Gornadetto Jones, Terry Lohmeyer as Sheriff Ebby Zirconia, Brian Lynch as Geode St. Corby, Amanda Smith as Ravina Donovan Sorrentino Takahashi von Schmitzner, Sabrina Snyder as Edna Snur. It was written and directed by Ron Algar Watt for Algar Productions, copyright 2025.
Gornadetto. 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 Gornadetto.
Is that good?